Father, we thank you tonight as we study your word. Make it clear to us that we can see, hear, understand, and put to practice things that cause us not to live a normal life, but to live a life of expectation and revelation and realization and manifestation and demonstration that we cannot explain. We recognize sometimes you say for us to do things, we don't understand what you're saying, but the word says whatever you say to us, do it. And then on the other hand, things that we ask you about and things that we desire in our lives, things that we dream about, we sometimes put it before you, but we must understand we'll never know how you're going to do it. We must accept your ways and your plan and your understanding. We thank you for it tonight. We bless this congregation and those people around the world that are tuning in with us. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Part two of how to deal with thought warfare and win. How to deal with thought warfare. Now, the church traditionally have skimmed over the importance of thinking. All right. And the reason so, a lot of time there are false teaching along this line. Yes, mm-hmm. Now, I've studied a lot of self-help books. They talk about thinking, and they talk about being positive-minded and being optimistic. Yes, sir. And they get some things accomplished by doing that. But on our plane, we're talking about being spiritually minded. There's spirit in the Word of God. I believe, just in talking with the Lord about this service, you know, we got the great scripture, the great chapter where Jesus said, I'm the vine. And John 15:3 say, you're clean through the Word. Well, my spirit, your spirit can't be dirty. So it's not talking about cleaning your spirit. So what are you talking about? Well, it's talking about keeping a clean mind so you can have a clean soul. Yes, yeah. Listen to me. So you can have a clean will. Yes, so you can have a clean conscience. Yes, huh? Yes, so you can have a clean memory. Yes, a clean imagination. Yes, and that your mind can connect with your spirit and be creative. Now let me say that on the start here about protecting your soul. Your mind is the gatekeeper. Yes, sir. Yeah. Your conscious mind is the gatekeeper of your soul. Yes, sir. And if you think wrong, your will going to go wrong. And then we had this we put before you. I want to put it before you again. I'm going back to 2 Corinthians. Go back and look at that 10th chapter again about those strongholds. I want to tell you that's the only place that Satan can attack you. Well, you say, what about my body? Well, your mind got to give him permission. Yes, sir. Your thinking, give him permission to attack your body. So you can keep him off your body. If you get this straight, you can keep him off your body. You can keep him off your affairs. And you always can have a stronghold on him instead of him having one on you. Yes, sir. Carnality, a carnal Christian, is robbed of their rights. Traditionally, we have been taught wrong. We pray in the spirit, but we let our thinking flow. And we make a lot of confessions and a lot of affirmations and a lot of decrees, a lot of declarations, but yet that mind is the time bomb of satanic forces. Wow. Wow. And if you don't know how to deal with it, and the Lord dealing with me about that, he says, you have not taught enough on this. Now, the secular world, science of the mind, and different, they teach on that, and optimistic and thinking positive people teach on it all the time. And a lot of time they are accurate with it, and they are doing a better job on possessing things than we are. But that must come to an end. You must know how to use your mind spiritually and properly. Now, if you read a scripture such as John 10:10, you don't need to go there. The thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm come that you might have life, and you might have it more abundantly. The thief cannot kill, cannot destroy, and cannot rob you no more in one way. That's through your mind. Now, yet the Apostle Paul, I read this scripture in 2 Corinthians 10 many times about spiritual warfare. And it's actually a warring against your mind. Four things. Stronghold. Number one. Stronghold. I might tell you a little more about stronghold. Imaginations. Number two. Number three, he speak high things that exalt yourself against the knowledge of God. That's a thought factor also there. Okay? And the fourth one you go over when you study in the armor of God in the spirit, a particular thing was said by the Apostle Paul. He says, he talked about righteousness, he talked about the helmet of salvation in the armor of God in Ephesians 6. And then, for Louisiana expression, he hauled off and said, yeah. Above all, taking the shield of faith, that you may quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. You know what those fiery darts are? Thoughts. Thoughts that will confuse you to make you think you're defeated when you never can be defeated. So any breakdown that you have in your life is a breakdown in your thought life. Yes, sir. If we can get our thoughts up, we're going to be fine. Yes, sir. Because in the spirit, everything already belonged to us. Yes, sir. But you can't operate in the spirit with carnal thoughts.
Right.
Now listen to me, because now your soul, what I say? Has a transfer switch in it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, your conditioning, your condition, your physical condition, your financial condition, your family conditioning, is all by choices you have made and thoughts you have thought, because as far as God's concerned, every promise in the Bible is fulfilled in your life. I read behind Apostle Price, in his last book, I read it in one sitting, and in him being a profound faith teacher, a leader and a pioneer for many years, he spoke these words that I never heard him speak. I was along that line somewhere before I read his book, because I'd read a lot of books about this. But he said, the mind is the arena of faith. Oh, man, 15, 20 years ago, we wouldn't have said that. Because people thought that you just talk spirit, 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 spirit. But yet they misread the Bible. Now, in this 2 Corinthians 10, these people are carnal. To a degree, the Apostle Paul is taking them to another level. And it was so strong that they thought they were carnal. You know, carnal people think carnally.
Yes, sir.
And but you have the capability, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
You have the capability to think spiritually.
Yes, sir.
I'll show you something in a minute. Here in 2 Corinthians 10, then I'll show you something else, that two other things that I think is very pertinent for us to catch a hold of. But here in 2 Corinthians 10, chapter, verse 1, now I, Paul, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in prison am base among you, but being absent am bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I am present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us. The thinking process starts here. See, it's a thinking process here. Somebody have thought wrong. Wrong thinking get wrong results. Right thinking get what? Yeah. You can your dilemmas, your misstep, any type of failure you flowing through at this moment, any type of limitation that is on your life, it's not the devil, it's your thoughts. He cannot control you. If you think right and be led by the Spirit, you are his master. The church a long time have used the devil for an excuse for their failure to do their homework. We're not going to permit that. I say, remember, whatever you're dealing with, it has to be somewhere in your soul you've been trapped. Now, the head speaker in your soul is your mind. Yeah, not your will. Your memory get all twisted if you're not thinking right. And you remember the wrong thing. Paul said, forget the things that are behind you. Your mind and took you way back there 16 years ago. She did it to me. Now you having a problem with her from 16 years. I've asked the people, how long the problem had gone on? 15 years. My God. It could have died by itself if you left it alone. But you see it in mind. Now many promotions are here tonight. Many, many healings. Many financial blessings. Many family deliverance. Many, many prayer requests are here in the thought arena. It even there, some years ago, Dwight Pate in Baton Rouge, he was way up front leading out there in the ministry, and the ministry going real good. I don't know what happened to it, but he was doing real good. But he had a truck that had written on the side, I think myself happy. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, people would say, oh, what? That's Bible. Yeah. The Apostle Paul was standing for Agrippa. And say, I think myself happy. Yeah. Say it, I think myself happy. You know, every time you sad, you know what'll happen? You done thought yourself sad. Isn't that something? Depression, anxiety, stress, worry, fear. Where is their interest? Through your thinking. Why you think Paul told us constantly, I'm going over there too fast. I don't want to go right now. All right, now, verse 2. I just talked to myself. But I beseech you that I may not be bold. Now, I tell you, my dad anointed on me tonight. I knew when I stepped out the office. In this season, I need to back up and catch it more. Because there's some things I'm not getting out. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I'm present with that confidence wherewith I think to be bold. And you have to think to be bold. Against some which think of us as we walk according to the flesh. You see, now these real spiritual people, you go to talking about thinking. And they get real deep and start praying in tongues. But Paul said, notice the third verse now. You need to augur this scripture because there's a verdict we need to get out of here about our thinking. There's a judgment that needs to take place on our thoughts. That is causing us to lose some cases that we should not lose. We should have joy all the time. What shuts your joy down? Just because something happened, you're going to stop being happy? Things happen every day. It's not what happened, it's how you handle it. Now I want to ask the question that will set you for victory after victory. How big is your God? We seem to lose the value of connection when things seem like it's not going in our direction. And where we lose it at, you don't lose it in your faith. You don't lose it in your love for God. You lose it in your mind. A expression can be said here now. I'm losing my mind. I must be out of my mind believing that God not going to come through for me. Hey, you heard that? I must be losing my mind if I believe Satan is greater than me and Jesus already have conquered him. You see, it's your thought life. Keep your joy. Keep a smile on your face. Stay happy when nothing around you seem to be happy about. You stay happy, you'll change your condition. Many in this room and watching me need a great drink of joy. And just laugh. Be happy. Now, so he answered them. I see I'm not going to get far. And the third voice. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Now he goes on to give us this great teaching. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to doing what? That's a mindset that had been built in your mind like a bird putting a nest in a tree. Making no noise. Quietly developing a case that you'll work with against yourself. Stronghold. You have to pull them down often, even if you think you have one. Yes, sir. I have a bunch of definitions of stronghold. I may get to it another time. But mighty through God that are pulling down a stronghold, right? Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing to captive every thought. Now, that's important too now. Once you get them down, you got to constantly bring everything in captivity to the thought of Christ. Now, wisely... The Apostle Paul kept telling them. See, notice Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known to God. Mm-hmm. Then he said in the seventh verse, why would he say this? And the peace of God which passed all understanding. Now here's where flaw been. So keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. Now, we have developed a thinking in the body of Christ that heart means spirit.
Yeah. Right, yeah, right.
But heart actually means soul, in most cases. And then he's talking about your soul and mind being in cooperation.
Right, yes, sir.
See, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. Now, just the eighth verse tell you what to think.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right. The reason it didn't tell you, it tell you what to think and does not tell you when to think it. Uh-huh. It means for you to think the same way all the time.
Yeah. Right.
No matter what, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
No matter what pressure up against you, if you can keep your thoughts in place, God is a good God. Yes, he is. And he will never let me down. And having that thought, then your spirit kick in and your spirit and soul tell your body what you're going to do.
When?
W-I-N. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, well, let's think about the truth. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are not honest, don't think about that. Whatsoever things that are not true, don't think about that. Shut your mind down. Well, how I shut my mind down? This thing constantly running.
Yeah.
It run 24 hours. How can I shut this thing down? I need to shut it down because it's going the wrong way. How you shut it down? Well, I'll take some scripture and shut it down. It's not going to really shut it down. You have to know how it functions. So here I go again to tell you how it functions. Your mind, you think a thought, the next thing you're going to have is a feeling.
Yeah.
Now right there you can shut it down. When you feel ill will, or you feel like you're losing,
yeah,
or you feel like you can't make it,
yes,
shut it down right then.
Yeah.
See, most sin in the body of Christ are emotional sin.
Yeah.
All right. A thought come, then the emotion come behind the thought and agree with it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You got to shut it down. Because if now, get this line up. See, you think a thought, then come feeling or emotion, all right, and then come action from the thought. You still move from the thought. Are you listening to me? Then you come action. Then it become a habit. That's where people are addicted. Addicted thoughts, especially the Christian. When Christians are trapped in a sin, it's a thought addiction.
Wow.
All right? Now, application, your action, then it become a habit, then it become your character.
Yep,
Then it creates your destiny.
Yeah. Right.
You got them down?
Yes, sir.
See? Is it, so now, the way to shut thoughts down, evil thoughts down, is handcuff them at feeling.
Yes, sir.
Hold them in jail,
yeah,
until you find out where they came from.
Yeah.
Don't release them,
yeah,
until they agree with whatsoever is
right,
true,
come
whatsoever
on,
is honest, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is a good report. Now here's another thing where we flaw at. Love say this. Love say think the best of every person.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what it said. The Bible said.
Right.
Now you know we haven't been there.
Yeah.
Somebody throwing bricks right in front of you. You think the best, all right? You wave like this. Because you're human. But we're off track. In, for lack of a better word, in our thought walk.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yes, sir.
Okay, we got to hurry up and get back on track.
Yes, sir.
Now, look, one of the greatest chapter on life and another chapter, one of the greatest chapter on Revelation, I want to touch them to fortify what we're talking about now. I could stay here a long time in this 10th chapter because the Apostle Paul are dealing with corner Christians who think he corner.
Yes, sir.
See, Revelation digs a hole deeper than you've been before.
Yes, sir.
And you get to your depth.
Yeah.
And you go to crying, it's down too deep for me. I've never been down here.
Yeah.
So then you say the person who's bringing the revelation is not in the Bible anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you don't understand.
Yeah.
So
yes,
carnality trying to call spiritual corner.
Yeah.
And so that's why you got to be able to trust your leader. Your leader's supposed to pioneer some stuff in your life and take you places you've never been, or you don't have a leader, you got to associate. We all think just alike, we all go to the same place. No, that's why you got to trust a leader, because the leader going to take you further than you want to go. They talk about sin, but a leader will take you further than you want to go and cause you to stay in that long as you want, longer than you want to stay. They give that credit to sin, but you can give that credit to righteousness too.
Yes, sir.
See, God took me further than I wanted to go and caused me to stay longer than I wanted to stay, but now I'm happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir.
There are things I thought I couldn't do without.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying? But now I can't do without him.
Right.
Are you following me? Now, sit down. Now, Romans 8, turn there. Romans 8, amen. Romans 8 is one of the most powerful life chapters in the scripture and life in the spirit.
Yeah.
It has the greatest law. Look at the second verse. It has the greatest law in the Bible.
Right. Yes.
The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Yes, sir.
talking that type of language, talking about there's no condemnation to who in Christ Jesus walk, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Walking in the flesh is a mind thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle.
Because after giving us such a deep verse, he talks about not being carnal minded, but being spiritually minded. At the beginning of a chapter that is leading us to have a way to know how, listen to me, to know how to have the mind of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. What I say? This chapter is a chapter that teaches us how to step in and think like the Holy Ghost.
Wow.
We'll look at that. But the law of the Spirit of life, Christ Jesus, made me free from the law of sin and death. So we're talking about it's a battle. But yet it's not a battle. It's already had been won if you know what to do.
Amen.
See, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And I want to tell you, everything you're dealing with that is not in alignment with your grace life is a thought that is not in play.
Yes, sir.
Even your body condition, your health. Your health has more to do with just exercise and eating right. And talking right.
Yes. Uh huh. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you're thinking?
Right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
When a pan hit, do you make inquiry, God, what I need to do, or you agree with the pan?
Yeah.
Panic.
Yes, sir.
Where you panic at? In your mind.
Yes, sir.
Where you doubt at? In your mind. Where you worry at? In your mind. Where you got fear at? In your mind. Not in your body. Your body trembling because your mind told it something.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Come on, Apostle.
And so we, Word of Life, we're going to walk out of this thing.
Yes,
and we're going to get from under any kind of depression.
Yes, sir.
And oppression.
Right. Yes, sir.
He can't possess us. He can't get in our spirit.
Right. Right.
But yet in our mind, we can walk in great depression.
Yeah.
Because of thinking the wrong thought. Or accepting the wrong suggestion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Satan is an accuser through your mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He accused people. You ever had judge a person and you find out you were flat wrong?
Straight wrong. Yeah.
Y'all, rest of y'all better answer up.
Yes,
y'all on planet Earth. I knew it happened to me. I thought, I said, what? And then it was proven that I was wrong.
Right. Yes, sir. Yep. Yes, sir.
That'll make you grow up fast, boy. Because I thought I had the thing down pat. I know she did it. A lot of time, now, yeah, it's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you. Just hold on. Now, a lot of time, nobody did it. You did it to yourself.
Right.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
What we go through. We brought it on ourselves by wrong thinking.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Never let your mind float. Make it focus.
Yes, sir.
If you can't make it focus, let it flow with the will of God.
Yeah.
Amen. So let's go down a minute to Romans 8. I want to show you something there. Then I want to show you something about a Revelation chapter. You see, when you can't protect, don't know how to protect your mind, Satan, along with your permission, going to persecute your soul. He's going to afflict your soul. Now watch me and listen to me very carefully. He's going to cause your soul to fall out of cooperation with your spirit.
All right.
Yes, sir.
When that happened, anything come through bad.
Yeah.
Wow. When your soul is not, as Paul said, renewed,
Then
Satan now have you blocked from the information of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Your spirit and the Holy Spirit are one. So they have no dissension.
Yes, sir.
But when it get down to the transformed aspect of your will, of your memory, of your imagination, of your conscience, if a lie is held in your mind, you can't do Romans 9:1. Your conscience can't bear witness with the Holy Ghost. So therefore, what God has sent to you now is derailed by your own thinking. Any prayer, I feel the Holy Ghost. Any prayer you've been praying for a long time, it's not that your prayer has not been answered. It's not that the supply and the source is not there. Somewhere you're stumbling in your thoughts. You cannot stumble in your spirit. You are partake of the divine nature. You have the life of God on the inside of you. You're the most strongest person there is. But all success, all blessing come from having the right mindset. I want you to put in this note, put in your note, I must continuously develop my kingdom mindset. I must continuously to develop my kingdom mindset. I must continue to develop my kingdom mindset. See, I call it a mindset. You have to set your mind. You set your mind like you set a clock. This is what you're going to think. I heard a man say this. I came and said a few words about it, but I backed up and got scared and didn't say no more. But I tell you what, you can talk to your feeling.
Yes, sir. Right.
No, feeling, we're not going to feel like that today.
Yeah.
I don't feel like feel like that. I don't feel like feeling like that.
Yeah,
I don't feel like feeling that. I'm not going to feel, I won't feel joy today.
Yeah.
No, you don't. See, when you start talking to your feeling, then you change your mind and that feeling will leave you. Why people have good time on sunshine and then when it's raining they get dreary? You let your mind go with the weather. Thank sunshine. While the rain falling. And that correlate with trouble in your life. When it seems like it's raining cats and dogs. Huh? See something else raining. See money running. Not no cats and dog. You're not designed to have a bad day. Somebody almost cussed that, said all these bad days I've had. I don't care if you had it, you're not designed to have it. All your bad days came through your thoughts. Circumstances must not change your thinking. Your thinking, oh man, come on, must change your circumstance. I know God's a good God. I know He with me. See, stop accepting Satan's suggestion. Well, where God at? You been praying, it seems like it's rough. Don't look like this month you're going to get paid this month. God, I don't know where God is. You sold that last seed. Now look at you.
Yeah.
Two things you have to know about God.
Come on.
If you're going to think right.
Come on.
John 2:5, whatsoever He says to you, do it.
Yeah.
Don't be questioning Him, just do it. Because He's working at another level.
Yeah.
The other one I think is found in Mark chapter 4, where that man sold the seed, went to bed, got up. Seed spring up, He knows not how. Stop telling God how to do His job. Everything you figure out in the spirit, you just hinder the flow. You heard that? Yeah, everything. You got to know every step, every move. You got to know when the door open, when the door shut. You know, you got to know all this. Turn left, turn right. Just start walking. I never know what I'm doing. I stood and preached in Madison Square Garden. I didn't know what I was doing. When you know what you're doing, you get all messed up and try to be proper and try to hold your English straight and all that stuff. and then there's no anointing. And people say, I'm sorry, I caught them four buses to get here just for this. I want to hear from the Lord. You see what I'm saying? Now, just make up your mind, and this is not stupid. This is not off the hook. This is just make up your mind, I'm going to be happy. And the happier you become, listen to me very carefully. In the spirit world, the happier you become is the more you trust in God and the more going to happen in your life.
Yes,
sit down, write that. Write that. Write it down. Because y'all think you're hearing this, but this for the happier you become, the more you trust in God, no matter what's going on, and the more going to begin to happen in your life. I'm telling you, Word of Life, I'm telling you, all my partners that are looking, I'm telling you, all the hook up with us on the internet, all my sons and daughters in the gospel and sister churches, I'm telling you that we have to refrain from thinking wrong thoughts.
That's right.
Now, when God, cast down, imagine, when God said that in Isaiah 55, and we'll get to that Revelation chapter in a few minutes, when God said in Isaiah 55 that my thoughts are not your thoughts, and right behind his thoughts, he talked about his ways. My ways are not your ways.
Right.
He wasn't talking to righteous people.
That's right.
He was talking to wicked people. God has given us his thought through his word.
Right.
And if the thought right, the way going to be right.
Yeah.
Are you telling me all these years I've been moving in the spirit, and I've been having a hindrance and can't get where I'm going?
Yeah.
It was just my foggy thinking?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Now, in 1 Corinthians 2, I didn't do it. Romans 8, a good job. We'll get back to it next Wednesday. 1 Corinthians 2, in 1 Corinthians 2, here the Apostle Paul revealed to us how to have demonstration in the Spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he revealed to us that there are things that our eyes can't see.
Right.
But at the tenth voice, night voice. Our ears can't hear. 1 Corinthians 2. This is a revelation chapter.
Yes, sir.
But then he get down there, and then, you know, and he go to the tenth the night voice, and then he tells us how to have him in the tenth voice by the Spirit. Then he get down. I'm going to show you something. That's going to help you immensely. 1 Corinthians 2. And I call it a revelation chapter. Uh-huh. But he get down to the 13th verse in explanation here, talking about revelation. And I find here a revelation blocker in my mind. Now, the church so long have not taught us this. The church even stirs wrong sometimes about our senses. Because Hebrews 5 says that our senses, spirit, soul and senses can be connected.
Right.
We can get to a maturity that sometimes I don't even have to flow in my spirit to know something wrong going around me.
Right.
Push and walk up to me. Yeah. I just spiritual senses to know, watch this rascal.
Yeah.
I don't need to get deep. It's go off. A vibration, a frequency come.
Yeah.
I recognize something wrong here.
Yes,
it's the wrong atmosphere.
Yeah.
Energy wrong.
Yes, sir.
You've been around something like that.
Yes, sir.
Just walking through the store. I go down the next aisle. I say, oh, no.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like to go to the store so much. I don't like to go. I send somebody.
Yeah.
I've been meeting all these freakish people.
Freakish.
Drawing on my anointing. Some mad. I go down the aisle. Woman getting mad. You feel a fume down the aisle.
Yeah.
There he is with his rich self.
Yeah.
That big church down in Darrow.
Yeah.
And everybody showing their check stub.
Yeah.
There he is right there. That's him. Two women were talking about me in the store. They didn't know my wife and my daughter were standing right beside them.
Yeah.
The other woman noticed it was my wife or my daughter. Shh. They're just wrong thinking.
Yeah.
I'm one of the greatest blessings that ever walked down the Sam Road with them. I'd help them. But you see, that's Satan thinking.
Right.
He separates you from those who can help you.
Right.
He put a thought in your mind, they're the bad person. Stay away from them.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, you broke,
yeah.
Sick, and confused.
Yeah.
and Satan tell you stay from this church?
Right.
It's a thought. All these churches, all these houses that we build around here.
Right.
White and black folk, black and white folk. Yeah. They're all supposed to be in this church.
Yeah.
They done got down here. Me and my wife walking down the road. A woman met us. We felt the fume before we got to her. Smoke coming out our nose.
Yeah.
She never knew us.
Yeah.
Somebody told us something.
Right.
We found out later. Somebody told us something. Untruth as it can be.
Right.
She got these thoughts in her mind when she saw us, and all the thoughts flashed up.
Yeah.
So she couldn't get even a ram of word out of our mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes,
might have changed her life
yeah.
forever. That's she right, going out right. the community now.
Right.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
I met a gentleman coming down the street. I was riding in my golf cart. Show you how people think. And the Lord told me to ask him, do we need anything? Or how his body was. Now he told me my kidney gone bad and my back bad. I said, yeah, what about being ministered to? Oh, no. He said this. He prayed this. He said, we have nothing in common.
Yeah.
I just studied the text. Jesus said, I'm not going to say much.
Right.
I just studied the text last week.
Yeah.
I said, hallelujah. I'll be wasting my time. I'll be silent.
Yeah,
we have nothing in common.
Right.
Now, I won't speak to him anymore.
We
have nothing in common. I'll pass right by him.
Yeah.
Won't speak. He said, well, you got to walk in love. No, walking in love is not walking in stupidity.
That's right.
If you don't want fellowship, I'm not twisting your arm.
That's right.
Sit down a minute. Let me try to close here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I didn't hear you.
Hallelujah.
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 What a life. I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Whether you know it or not, your life is changing tonight. We do 4 hours of praying and 15 minutes of wrong thinking have disturbed the 4 hours. Your thinking is so important. What you think. Thoughts come floating through the air. You have to know how to catch them and put them in their place. You got to think prosperous. You got to think rich. You got to thank help. You go for a job interview, you got 14 other people. You say, I don't know what the other 13 are for. This my job. I saw an advertisement. Boy, I did a smart thing. They're waiting on an interview. They all dressed up in suit. And the boy found out the man who was doing the interview was bald head. He went and shaved his head. Who you think the man gonna get in there? He just quit thinking.
Yes, sir.
Bald head people lack bald head people.
Yeah.
People wear wig lack people who wear wig.
Yeah.
That's the thought process.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I've been praying a lot. I got to bed at 4:30 this morning and start praying. And God told me some things about the funeral. We got to stop bringing these bodies up in the church every time somebody dead. We got to stop looking at these dead folks. Take them to the grave and then come preach the funeral, a celebration and a memorial. None of y'all will never see me dead. If y'all outlive me, my wife got orders, take me straight to the grave. You better kiss me now. You'll be looking down at my face talking about I feel sorry. You don't feel sorry for me. I'm gone, but you ain't gonna have a chance. Now that's Bible. I'm gonna walk you through it.
Yes,
is it Bible we talk about today? I'll throw you a scripture to knock you out your seat. Jesus never went to a funeral with a body. When Jesus died on the cross, it messed with your thought. Oh, but that's so disrespectful. You know what disrespectful for you letting all these people walk around this cult and look at these people, that person who gone with God, feeling sorry for them. That's disrespectful. You know what disrespectful? God, I didn't want to get on this. But you know what disrespectful? To have that dead body there and can't raise it up. Talking about all the power we got in the word. And we know we're not going to raise them up because they're unbound. But Lazarus was unbound. And Jesus rolled them up. That boy from Nain was already unbound. Jesus raised him up. I'll teach you more about it. We all come from the old school. But my wife and I, we're going to live long. We'll probably be in the rapture. Jesus coming. But we're not going to. No, and this happened. God, dog, I got over there. I was teaching a good lesson. This happened. This happened in the church through tradition. It brings suffering on the family. See, you can have a private funeral. Go to the grave, you and your family, just put the person in the ground. You're not putting the person in the ground. You're putting the body in the ground. And you come back. Now, with that coffin there, all you got to do is people crying and sniffing, and falling over the coffin. Oh, and want everybody to see what they got on. Ain't nobody want to see what no dead person got on. Well, I tell you all, you know, when I start ankling something, you know, I'm going to start putting a little bit out, you know, just trying to get y'all, trying to modernize y'all something, you know. It's a Mickey. It's Mickey Mouse. It's Mickey Mouse thinking. Boy, now I got the phone going to ring tonight. Oh, he talking about keeping dead bodies. Yeah, you know we got to do something. Anybody ever wrote you back and told you thank you for having them? We got a phone call that said thank you for bringing me to the church. And anybody ever call you? No, because it's not God's will. God never went to a funeral. I think I'm going to be on the internet. I'm going to preach a funeral Saturday. Yeah. I'm going to do a radical thing. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Apostolically. Yes, sir. It's going to shock the whole state of Houston. Yeah. The whole city. Yeah. A state, isn't it? It's going to shock the whole state. Texas. Yeah. Houston. Yeah. Now, let me say one more thing to you. Now you see your mind gone. You out of your mind. Now you think I'm corner. We're back in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Because I try to take you somewhere to take care of you.
Come on, keep thinking.
Keep high blood pressure off you.
That's right.
All them people surviving on you. Feeling sorry for you. You go home with all that sorrow on you. Grief. Weeping may do for a season. Joy come in the morning. It's morning now.
Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir.
Well, I sure wanted my body to come through here. See, I see some of y'all ain't even laughing. Some of y'all done got real serious. It's real deep for you. God dog, man. Now, I saw one lady accept it instantly. Great joy came on her. She know better.
Yeah, that's right.
Sit down. Shut up. Hold tight. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I say praise his holy name.
Praise his holy name.
You live longer if you don't fill it with dead bodies. You never notice. I can't get off. You never notice. I don't look at people. I buried John the mama and Kurt the mama, that girl's mama. I never looked at her. You know why? I see her living. I don't look at dead bodies. What for? I want to remember them walking and smiling and talking. You can't take that from me. And I ain't letting no dead body take that from me. I see them still alive. Why? Because they are alive. Who are that devil? Who I like my preaching tonight? Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Oh, my. I got to remember where I was. I want to show you something. Sit down a minute. I'm going to show it to you. I got 10 minutes. Don't rob me. I got my boys here tonight. Y'all better act right. Now, here in 1 Corinthians 2, you there? He gets to the 13th verse, and you're going to see something here about spiritual things. Now, Romans talks about being spiritually minded. What things also we speak? Now, you know that chapter he's talking about Revelation. What does voice tell you? Worst things also we speak, not in the word which man wisdom teaches, but what the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You see that?
Yes,
now watch what's said here. This will call us on the carpet about our thinking. He said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are what? Now watch this jump here. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. You see that?
Yes,
now look at this 16 verse. What is he talking about here? We're talking about revelation. We're talking about being in the spirit.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah.
We're talking about not being natural.
Yeah, that's right.
For who has known the mind of the Lord? That he may instruct him. But we have, I mean, he's talking about revelation. How you got over your own mind? Because mind has something to do with you walking it out. Whatever is revealed in your spirit, your mind has to help you walk it out. I'll show you. Go back to Romans 8, verse 26 and 27 and 28. Praying in the spirit is synchronizing your mind. Yeah, praying in the spirit is sanctifying your mind. See? Likewise, the spirit also helps our infirmity. Everybody know they got some, right? For we know not what we ought to pray for as we ought, but the spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Praying in the spirit. Go to the next verse. And he that searches the hearts, soul, knows what is the mind of the spirit. See? Knows what is the mind of the spirit, that your mind can connect with the mind of the spirit. See? See? Now, in Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Go to the next verse. Go to the sixth verse. Somebody back there? Who being in the form of God, got a mic on, thought it's not robbery to be equal with God. Thought it's not robbery. Thought is not robbery. See, why people fight against wealth and prosperity? Because their thoughts messed up.
Yeah.
Yes.
They think a preacher shouldn't have.
Yeah, right.
Or they think a Christian shouldn't have.
Yeah, right.
They think somebody else should have it. Now, let me say something. It's not you I'm talking to. Dummy, you want somebody who's leading you to have something.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely.
Right. That's right.
How the happy you going to see where you're going if the person don't have nothing? It's crazy, man. It's working on your mind. Now, many of you come loose from halts. You're good people. I know you're good people. But I have to teach you. I have to train you. I have to tell you. I have to face you up. When we've been on this mountain too long, we've gotten a comfort zone. We've got to move out. You... Levels cause for you to have challenges. Don't be afraid. You already know what to do. But I believe that there's a promotion on this ministry. Because this is an apostolic church. And we're leading 83 churches that are under our care. Good churches. And many hundreds of preachers. So there are some things and places we must go. Are you following me? Now, you cannot, let me read this to you and I'll close. You cannot be more than a conqueror without knowing how to conquer your thinking. I told you how. When you get that emotion and that feeling, you know it's not right. See? Shut it down. Now, this statement, next statement, it'll take the church a while to get a hold of it. But I want you to write it down and get it. Thoughts are the origin of your conditioning. No, not condition, conditioning. Thoughts are the origin of your conditioning. What conditioning or what condition had become a conditioning to you in your life, it started with a thought. Let me use this, don't get hurt. I'm rich because I thought rich. When I was around a bunch of non-thinking rich people, I was thinking rich. I was running with people, other people in books who thought rich. Now, here's a great lesson also, and you'll do a better job after I tell you this. I told it to you once, but a good teacher need to tell you something about 14, 15 times. And I know I study so much, there's so much I need to go over again. So much revelation, and God be telling, and I go to something else, I'll be reading and praying, and he show me something else. But there's things I need to go over, and this is one of them. Don't want you to forget it. Thoughts are seeds.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
Every thought you think gonna bring a harvest.
Yes, sir.
You keep on thinking it.
Yeah.
We get what we expect. We reap the results of the thoughts we sow. That's why it's so important to stay out of other people's business. Mind your own. You all that. You wearing one of them hospital gown, and your bag all out, and you talking about other people. My God. Let me give you a homework to think about. In reading, I read across some thoughts that I thought I'd need to bring here to this church because they were so profound. It says, some men seem to attract success, power, wealth, attainment with very little conscious effort. Then it goes on to say, others conquer with great difficulty. And then they reveal a third person. Still others fail altogether to reach their ambition, desire, and idea. There you got three scenarios. Why is this? First of all, the cause cannot be physical. Else the most perfect men physically would be the most successful. So the difference must be in their thinking. It must be in their mind. And the mind must be the creative force. We'll talk more about that. See, you carrying your spirit, but there a renewed mind is a creating force. I think myself happy.
I think myself rich.
Now, one of the most important factor, I'm trying to close. One of the most important factor of your health is your thinking. You can't think what you feel if the Lord didn't say it. No, I'm not going to think that. You know, every now and then, the enemy will try to tell you, you got a woman, she's 87 years old. She's a woman who's doing my curtain in my house. She did the curtain in Jesse's house. I like it, the planet, and I liked it so much. But I don't believe you're ready to call her right now. Because when she blank at a stitch, that might be $10,000 just blanking at it. She ain't sold nothing yet. Just she look goofy, but she know what she's doing. I hope she ain't listening. But she said the last few months, her husband is sickly. And he said, don't go too far. I'll be the day today. He's been saying that the last 3 months. Oh, honey, I'll be the day I'm going to go home today. Don't go too far. But they might need to get in contact with you. Now, I think she 87 years old, strong-willed and strong-minded. Yeah. She said that her grandfather, she was raised in Alabama. Her grandfather lived to be 107. Said, but he had a stump. Some of y'all from the city, you know what a stump is? Tree cut down and left apart. He had a stump was his praying ground. He would go back to that stump, and all the people in the town, when something was going on, they'd come get him. But he'd go back to the stump, get some more fuel, and go back and help the people. Amen?
Amen.
And then she said, one of our aunt was real strict on him. I was raised in the country. You don't know what a Gary is. Yeah. Talk to me, girl. Yeah. Porch. Yeah. And it was a wood porch, and there was a bunch of nieces and nephews. They wouldn't let them. I did this with my children. My children never had a fight. Yeah. What's normal about fighting? Yeah. Somebody said, let the children be normal. That ain't normal, that's abnormal.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
They know they had to face me.
Yeah.
Now, one did something, some of the other one didn't like, I had to straighten it out. But she said they would get in trouble, and the aunt would set them on this Gary, line them up, and pray a prayer with each one of them, say what I say.
Yeah.
And one, you know, one or two of them said, I'm not saying nothing. So you're going to sit on this porch all day? You don't want to be on the porch all day. Next, you know what the next thing is, right? And she'll have them pray that prayer, and they go back a plan together.
Wow.
Call that the old school.
Yeah.
I said, Gary, one of them girls laughed out. Them girls were from the country.
Yeah, yeah.
That word there, Gary. I said, what are you talking about, a Gary? What? Amen. You may be seated. I'll close there. I'm not finished, but I'll close. So when you're thinking, you're creating.
Yes.
Now, if you don't like what you're creating, change your thinking. Don't ever think, it's for somebody. I'm not going to make it. Even the people in the world knew better than that. He said, you can make it if you try. That's an old song. The word is, folks, sometimes use our stuff. God said the people in this world are wiser than the children of light. We the most blessed people on the face of the earth. Because we what? We're children of God.
Yes, sir.
We're supposed to have the best.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Think that.
Yeah,
think that. Supposed to have the best.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, think this. I will have the best.
I will.
No, think better than that. I have the best.
I have the best.
Yeah. See, I got a busy week this week. See. See. There's a law. I read the book one or two times. The people made billions and millions of dollars on it. But it's a law belonging to us. The law of attraction. That's our law. And the law of attraction works hand in hand with the laws of thinking. Your hold back is not spiritually. Like just, notice how to be led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8:14. No, thinking is spiritual.
Yes, sir.
What you think? I think the thoughts of God.
Yes.
My thoughts is in agreement, or my thoughts are in agreement with God's thought.
Right.
How did she do that? She wasn't thinking like you. You didn't level it all and think that's the furthest you can go because that's the furthest your aunt went. Not only have your eating been perverted, but your thinking has been perverted, but you changing it right now. When you read the scripture, think! You got a spiritual ability to think. God give us his mind. Thank you, Lord. All right, if you need an envelope for your giving, lift your hand. Let's get that done. I'll tell you, want me to tell you the first law of prosperity? You might not want it. You sure you want it? How many of y'all want the first law of prosperity if you're going to change your finances? Huh? How many of y'all want it? All right, you sure you want it? And it's going to sound, boy, you're going to shout it. Don't shout too fast. The first law of prosperity is this. God is my source. You heard it?
Yes,
but I got another word to go with it. Tithe.
Yeah,
I don't know if you see the connection. See, God is my soul. Tithe, or you just lied. You're not trusting him. One tenth belonged to him. No, not that dress you bought for that poor lady. Or not them three families you fed. That's not tithing. You can't take the tithe and do what you want with. The tithe's supposed to go where you're getting fed at. God is, people shout, whoa, God is my soul. The next word come out, tithe. I'll take that principle later. I don't want that principle right now. I thought you were going to say God is my soul, but now you done put something on the end of it, tithe. They go together. Because when you know God is your soul, you trust him to handle the situation. Oh, glory to God. Never spend money. Circulate it. You buy a new car, you're circulating money.
Teach us.
I tell you, want me to tell you another secret about money? I don't want money. Money want me. That's why money follow me so much. Now I'm trying to give you a secret. See, some of y'all look at me and say, oh, no, money want him. Must be warm and keep coming. And you need to get that thinking right. As long as you go after money, it's going to flee from you. Because it think it more than you. I'm sitting on my porch. $5,000 can. I never move. I'm riding my Segway. I saw one of my daughter pass. I wanted to ask a question about my neighbor. She was on her job. As soon as I get up to her, she go in her wallet. She, $100, she go in her wallet. Instantly. I went back just to holler at her. But she's a soul.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Then somebody come. Said, can I come through the gate? I got a seed. I said, come through that Miller gate.
Yeah.
Sitting under the tree later on. Went out under the tree. I moved my position. Here come another car.
Yeah.
Can we come in? We got a seed. Go to the mailbox. Money in the mailbox.
Yeah.
Go to the store. Somebody sold.
Yeah.
Don't listen to people's complaints. If you really want good success, don't complain for 21 days. You think geometry was I share things with y'all. Y'all just catch it as I'm talking. I'm having a ball.
Yes, sir.
Learning things, you know. You follow what I'm saying? Huh? See, it's biblical, those girls who serve us and be around the house, they are eavesdropping.
Yeah, right.
And they are seeing things.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ask them. Their table don't set the same way.
Yeah.
They saw something.
Yeah.
I saw one of them table on accident. Beautiful table.
Yeah.
But they've been seeing one.
Right. Yes, sir. Right, right.
Oh, how happy we are to serve and eavesdrop.
Yes, sir.
That's greater than money, you know.
Yes.
Father, we thank you that we believe in your system, and our thoughts is that you want all of us wealthy. We in agreement with you. The Bible says you give us power to get wealth, that you may establish your covenant. Here we are, tithing and sowing and expecting. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.